Hi,
Hello?
good evening.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Stanley from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. And your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in Glenwood, ma'am?
I do.
Oh, thank you. And see, yes. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you. And is it Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
You know, I'm not really sure right now, but usually Democrat.
Okay. Okay, so would you like me to put don't know or Democrat or something else?
You can put Democrat.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, thank you. Let's see, and moving on. In your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council, would you do feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative towards the City Council?
Unfortunately, I don't know enough right now, so I will say positive because mm-hmm. if I was upset about something, I'd probably know about it.
Okay, we have a somewhat positive and very positive. Which one would it be?
Let's do somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate your overall quality? How would you rate the overall quality or conditions of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
The back roads are awful. So, like, you know, the potholes on Blake Avenue and stuff like that. So, you know,
yeah,
like the local streets. But the regular streets, for the most part, in my opinion, are really good. But those back streets
mm-hmm.
have, you know, I know you guys, they're going to mm-hmm. be working on them soon. But, yeah. So I don't know how to answer that because I have no complaints on regular roads, but the local little spots that people go to, lots of potholes.
Yeah, I get it. So your current ones that you commute, like where your daily commuters, your frequent it, are in good condition, but the other ones are kind of left out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So in that case, would you say not so good or good?
Let's just do good because the main roads are,
good.
I think, yeah.
Right. Got you. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. That's number one. Number two is the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. And the last one would be no repairs. Yeah, the second one. Thank you.
Yes.
Got you. So how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees that you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
I think that they're too high, especially since we have so many billionaires that live up in Aspen and in this valley.
Right.
I'm not grateful to billionaires. No.
There's no sympathy for billionaires.
Nope,
somewhere,
zero.
How do you feel about it? Somewhat too high, much too high?
Taxes somewhat too high.
Somewhat too high, thank you. And as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-of-a-cent tax that generates money for street maintenance and repairs. Cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate opinions or options. The first one is for half a cent. So would you vote yes or no to renew the half cent tax and add an additional half a cent tax for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all the streets, road maintenance, and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed? Would you vote yes for the full cent? Or no?
You know, in all honesty, I don't think mm-hmm. that I work at a motel and mm-hmm. we have like the highest taxes in the country. So I
mm-hmm.
don't think that, no, I don't. I think they should find the money from the rich people
okay.
in the area. That's what I think.
So you, as we move along, you'll be able to have an opinion as of that as well. So I guess what you could say, that kind of topic, that concern of yours will be also in the survey further along.
Rich people do not pay their fair share. Rich people do not pay their fair share.
Right. So now, so you say no, right?
Right, no.
Okay, thank you. And then number two, the second option is to renew the half-cent tax and add an additional quarter to make it 3/4 of a cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years. So this one would raise it by one quarter. Okay. So it would be 3/4. It would raise it from half to 3/4 for the next 20 years.
I
should
say no, because I think okay. that something's going on with the taxes
yep.
being too high.
Right. And we're going to get to that. These are just the three ballot options about how would how do you consider them. So the next one would be continue the half cent for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance.
Yes. Yes, continue.
Okay. So leave it as is. Okay. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? So this is if you agree or disagree. Taxes are high enough already. We just can't trust the city's government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree?
See, I like my city officials. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I just don't agree so much with like the state tax and stuff like that. So I mm-hmm, love those city officials. So I don't
okay.
know how to answer that.
You could. Would you like to put don't know, or you don't want to answer it?
Yeah, I don't want to answer that one.
Okay. So lastly, I'm going to read you a few statements that supporters of the local tax for road maintenance and street repairs might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, or somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. So if these statements were, how would they work to persuade you to vote for it? I guess it would be very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all. The first one is, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money for the state or from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. How persuasive is that, ma'am?
It is somewhat persuasive. I still think the taxes mm-hmm. are too high at this time.
Right. I understand. I believe me, taxes, well, you know, once you own things and you have homes and stuff in certain
yep.
areas,
especially
then
since some
you
states
you
have
it,
zero
you know?
Tax and things like that. You know, and some states have
right.
zero tax. We should be somewhere in, you know, I don't think it should be 13.9%. Too high.
Mm-hmm. Right. The city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Is that very persuasive to you, somewhat, or not at all?
No, not at all. No, I'm sorry.
Okay,
just,
thank you.
Like I said.
And, no, this is, you know, you're a resident of Glenwood, and your opinion is actually, you know, going to be heard and taken into
yeah.
consideration. So, hey, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work and, yeah, no problem. That's what we're here for, ma'am. So we need to continually work and maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. So basically,
I think that the state of Colorado,
okay.
yeah, I don't think that we should,
yeah.
I think the rich people should donate. That's what I think.
That'd be nice. But by
yeah.
voting yes for the full, yeah, for by voting yes for the full 1 cent tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaking water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
Now, that one is persuasive because I do
it's
think that,
good.
You know, tourists should have to help, yeah.
Right, you know, right. Is this very persuasive? I'm sorry, very persuasive or somewhat persuasive to you?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, thank you. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. And then the full 1 cent, this is the full 1 cent tax option, provides an additional money to do a full road and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced.
That's not persuasive to me because I think that they just, contractors and stuff, they just fluff the price just to.
Interesting. Sound like a pretty smart person. Since the cost of construction materials for roads and repairs is up significantly since voters last approved the half-cent tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep peace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. How persuasive is that?
It's not persuasive because I think there's enough wealth in this area to get it taken care of.
Right. I hear you. So
poor people do not need to contribute.
But I mean, I believe me, I have to stay neutral on all these kind of not, I can't, you know,
oh,
kind of influence your opinions. But I believe me, I hear you. 100% of all money raised, 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current half-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. And lastly, we have a voting yes for a full 1 cent. This is a full 1 cent, means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of the streets and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger proportion of the streets, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. And then we're done with that section. We're about done. Having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote? Yes or no, on each of the following. So on the half cent, to keep it the same for the next 20 years, how would you vote on that?
To keep it the same rate, I vote yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I read this wrong. To renew the half cent sales tax and add an additional half cent for a total of 1 cent. So this one would bump it up to 1 cent for the next 20 years to cover cost of deteriorating water repairs. Okay.
Nope.
And then we have this one. This is the three quarters. So from renew the half and add an additional quarter to make it 3/4 of a cent increase for the next 20 years. No, thank you. And this one is just to continue the half cent tax for the next 20 years.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So we're almost done. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow, sorry about that, let me go back, the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repairs and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices. So basically to borrow against your revenue. How do you feel about that? Would you oppose that or support it?
The thing is that when you borrow money, you have to pay interest.
Mm-hmm. Right, so there's an increase anyway, right?
Yeah, so that's the thing, that if it's going to cost more in the future, but people will be making more money in the future, et cetera. So.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to say, no.
No, okay. So opposed. Thank you. And these are just quick demographics.
Are you almost
done? Tell me.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm at work and I have to, okay. Okay.
Oh, thank you. So now I'm going to tell you a couple age brackets. Just tell me which one you fall into. 18 through 39, 40 through 54, 55 through 64, 65 and up.
I'm 49.
40, okay. Great. And now how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years?
Since 1992.
So that would
hang
be...
Hang on. Let me put the phone down for just a second, and I'll be right back.
Are you checking in?
Okay. We're done. For sure she owns. It's just one question left and she's not on the line.
And then a credit card for Infidels for $100. It drops away when you check out. Can I give you a different thing? But if my name is on this one. Your name's on here. That's fine. Okay. So I'm trying to make model and the color of the vehicle. No smoking, no pets in the room. Sign and date at the bottom. And what was the Romero. Is it
Yeah. Hello? Hello, ma'am?
I'll be right back. I have to check in again.
The last question. Home or rent or home owned? That's it. That's the last question.
I'm an owner.
Thank you. Thank you for your time,
ma'am.
Have a wonderful night.
Good
night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.